Massive investment today in Fortian Dunreary of just over 12.5 million euro, 9.3 million euro of which will be coming from the Department of Tourism through Falcho Ireland, and also then 25% funding from Donegal County Council. It will absolutely transform the facilities and of Dunreary Military Fort and Museum. It's going to see significant improvements to the lower fort as well as developments of the upper fort, and additional car parking as well as development of new walkways and pathways and overall improvements of the buildings and the museum. So 12 million euro is a massive investment in the fort and also in the tourism product of which is Donegal, because the fort really is a jewel in our crown. It's one that hasn't been utilised in the way to its full potential in the past, and there's great credit deserved here to John McArthur, the chairperson of the Fort Dunreary Military Museum Committee, and all committee members under his leadership, and indeed to the manager David McGee, and particularly as well to Falcho Ireland and Joan Crawford for their work with the committee in relation to having this vision. And I'm very grateful to Minister Catherine Martin in terms of backing up that vision with the 12.5 million euro funding today, which will be a tremendous benefit to Fort Dunreary, to Inishowen, and to the overall product, tourism product of Donegal.
And indeed, this site is of huge historical significance, so this funding will hopefully protect that into the future.
It certainly will. It's strategically in a wonderful and a beautiful location. Anybody that's ever been there can't fail but to be have their breath taken away in terms of its beauty and where it's standing. And it has played a really important role in our history and our future. It was one of the three treaty ports and forts overseeing that for up until the Second World War. And it's great now to see that, you know, this development over recent years, but particularly with this 12.5 million euro investment, what that will mean in terms of developing the potential of that fort, making it an attraction for everyone that comes to the county, and adding to the already wonderful tourism attractions we have right across Donegal. So it's a really significant investment. It's one of only four investments that's being announced under this funding today, and I'm therefore very grateful to Minister Catherine Martin for seeing its potential and putting this massive funding behind it to ensure that we can see it developed and be a massive part of our tourism future and or indeed our local economy and the attractiveness of our county to tourism in the years ahead.